I'm Carrie Wells, and I just turned 53, and in 1992, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm a full-time mom, and I have a full-time job. It's been 9 years. I sort of had the opportunity to experience a lot of the different facets of breast cancer survivorship. Went through several biopsies and examinations. I had a mastectomy. I went through chemotherapy, through radiation treatments, reconstruction, group support, retreats, whole nine yards. When I was recovering, I was looking for something to do with all my newfound knowledge. And I joined clinical trials and quality of life studies and tried support groups. And the answer for me was going to a retreat. I found a retreat that was in Arizona. It looked like a spa and something I had never done before. And it was for cancer survivors, women, who are looking for the tools to become advocates in their community, to be able to do good for others. And so I found it was a life-changing experience, much greater rewards than I could ever have imagined I would have received. My project that I took away from that weekend was to build a database of all the retreats that were possible, because I felt it was such an important thing that I did for myself, and it was so difficult for me to find it that I thought I wanted to make it easier for others. The website is survivorsretreat.com, and it's of all of the retreats that I could find in the U.S. for adults who were survivors of breast cancer. When I was told I had cancer, I felt like I was a victim. I really did feel like someone was just marching over me and stomping me out, that there was nothing for me to do. But I'm not that person anymore, because I really didn't let that diagnosis overtake me. My volunteer work, the website I do, or the walks that I do every year, that's more of me. Now my life is much more long-term. I really didn't stop my life when I was told I had cancer.